Welcome to Training for Womanhood. Be fit, be healthy, be happy. Where I help you go through some of the overlooked health issues that we as women go through during womanhood. Welcome to another episode of Training for Womanhood. Be fit, be healthy, be happy. This week I'm going to talk about fasting, dieting, and the different styles of dieting that are out there that can help you lose weight. This week, I'm going to be speaking about intermittent fasting and how that can possibly align with your weight loss goals during your transitional period or during your menopause. So, intermittent fasting. Fasting means basically going without energy or going without calories, as from food and drinks, and it's usually for a time scale, and it's usually about 8 to 12 hours, or it can be sometimes more. So once our bodies have digested and absorbed the available calories from our last meal, we then enter a fasted state. So here, during this state, we rely on our stored energy from the glycogen in our liver and eventually body fat for fuel. Intermittent means sometimes. So intermittent fasting just means that sometimes you go longer without eating. Most of us already fast every day. So when we sleep, intermittent fasting extends this normal period of fasting. And then when we have our breakfast, that's when we break our fast. So the idea behind intermittent fasting is that having a time of some purposeful fasting might, one, have health benefits for some people, two, help people become more mindful in their eating and aware of their hunger cues when they're hungry, and three, help people lose weight. So there are various different styles of intermittent fasting. We have time-restricted eating, and we have time-restricted feeding. So these involve only eating during a certain period most days. So for instance, someone might fast for 12 hours and then eat normally during the other 12 hours. This is known as 12-12 fasting. There are other types of TRE, which is time-restricted fasting. So we have 14-10 fasting, which is a fast for 14 hours, then eat normally for 10 hours. 16-10 fasting, so that's fasting for 16 hours and eat normally for 8 hours. And then we have 24 fasting, which is 20 hours of fasting, then you eat normally for 4 hours. So for Muslims and during Ramadan, we can use two styles. We can use the TRE, time-restricted eating, and we can use TRF, time-restricted feed. Although there are two periods of eating, before sunrise and after sunset. We have ADF, which is alternate day fasting. This is eating normally on one day, then fasting the next and repeating this. So people fast every other day, eat normally every other day. We have fasting mimicking diet. So this really isn't fasting in the true sense, but rather you have days with very low energy, so very low intake of calories. So your intake might be 200 to 500 calories a day. These seem to have similar benefits for health and weight loss. Then you have fasting now and again, which I think most people do. And in this case, people can simply wait a little longer before they eat, stop eating earlier than normal as well, or skip a day of eating without any kind of structure or any kind of schedule. So this type of fasting is also part of many religious traditions, such as those with fasting days. Almost any adult without any specific health problems that prevent you from doing it can do intermittent fasting. We might find ourselves inadvertently doing it when we're busy, when we're traveling, when we're preparing for surgery or sick with, you know, maybe food poisoning or something, or experiencing some other type of circumstance. But purposeful intermittent fasting there are many reasons why people do it. They may want to lose weight. They may want to eat more mindfully. They may like the way that intermittent fasting lines up with their schedule or their appetite cues, you know, when they're hungry. They may even want to get more comfortable with hunger or learn more about their own hunger and fullness cues. They may have a specific health issue and that seems to be improved with intermittent fasting, especially if that goes along with weight loss. Or they may have a spiritual or religious reason to fast. There are many reasons why people choose to fast. So the question is, will intermittent fasting help me lose weight? And again, the answer is, it depends. It can if it helps you eat less and eat more mindfully. So again, when we're not eating, we're not digesting or we're not eating, or we're not consuming any calories. So depending on what and how much we eat when we are eating, fasting can be a part of an overall program of lowering your calorie intake. Some people like intermittent fasting because it's less restrictive. You're still eating whatever you want to eat, but you're eating less. And it's more flexible than a conventional calorie restricted diet. It won't help you lose weight. On the other hand, as fasting might result in eating more at other times. This can be because people's control centers in their brain increase their hunger and appetite, and this then compensates for the lower energy intake. Or because psychologically it feels like they've earned the right to eat more food because you haven't eaten as much as you usually do. Some of the drawbacks about intermittent fasting is that you can feel hungry. And this depends on the method that you use. You might be hungry and uncomfortable when fasting. This can be challenging and may make it more difficult to stick to fasting long term. But then again, you might discover, you know what? I'm not hungry. And this is a great way for me to diet. There are also the nutritional deficiencies. As always, it's important to eat a rich, a nutrient-rich, health-promoting diet. So meal and menu planning becomes especially important around intermittent fasting. You need to look at this more. You need to focus more on a nutrient-rich, healthy diet. Another drawback about intermittent fasting is during social and family routines or get-togethers. If you're doing intermittent fasting that urges you or pushes you to skip meals or eat at specific times, it may be quite difficult to socialise and plan meals around those times with friends and family. Another drawback could be your mood or your focus. Some people have reported improved mood and focus on intermittent fasting, but on the other hand, some people say that they are hangry, which is hungry and angry, feel spaced out, irritable, and so forth. Intermittent fasting during an exercise program, exercise performance, for athletes and highly active people, intermittent fasting may not provide enough consistent available calories or energy or nutrients to support performance and recovery. So that's something to think about. Another drawback is that intermittent fasting causes stress on the body. For women who are already experiencing nutritional stress, i.e. not eating enough, nutrient deficiencies, or who are relatively lean, intermittent fasting may disrupt normal hormonal levels, particularly reproductive and thyroid hormones. So that's something to be mindful of. And there's also the potential to introduce disordered eating as well. Whilst intermittent fasting is not inherently disordered, some people may find themselves becoming overly obsessed with their eating windows or developing an unhealthy relationship with food as a result of intermittent fasting. There are also some common myths or misunderstanding about the diet that people should know about. And I'm going to tell you now, there's some myths out there. One myth is you have to skip meals to do intermittent fasting. The fact is that there are many different approaches to intermittent fasting. Some methods involve eating during a specific time window each day rather than skipping meals altogether. Another myth is you can eat whatever you want during your eating window. Well, while intermittent fasting doesn't dictate what to eat, it's still important to eat a nutrient-rich, healthy diet when someone chooses to eat. Intermittent fasting will slow down your metabolism. While it's true that long periods of calorie restriction and starvation can slow down your metabolic rate, short-term intermittent fasting doesn't have any negative effects on your metabolism. Intermittent fasting is only for weight loss. Well, we know that. Intermittent fasting can be an effective weight loss tool, but it also has other potential health benefits, including improved blood sugar control, lower inflammation, and improved brain function. If you're going to take on the challenge, I call it a challenge, of intermittent fasting, you need to approach it safely. So I would suggest that you start slowly. Good to start with a more lenient approach, such as a 12-hour fast overnight. Stay hydrated, drink plenty of water, as well as other drinks that include electrolytes. Get those salts back into your body. Eat well when you do eat in your eating window. Don't fast when the stakes are high. And this means if you're doing tasks where you need deep concentration and energy is important, like, I don't know, racing a car or doing surgery, you probably should be well fed when you're doing that. Save fasting for when the stakes are much lower. And also pay attention. Monitor how you feel and listen to your body. Anything like mild dizziness or sickness or weakness is normal and it passes quickly. However, anything more significant, which might mean that fasting for you might not be the best decision at this time. So if you feel like you would like to try intermittent fasting, do it, see how you feel. It might be the best thing that you've ever done, but it might also be the worst thing that you've ever done. Have a go, let me know. Do send me a comment and I'll get back to you. Ladies, have a wonderful week and I'll catch up with you next week. Thank you for joining me for this episode of Training for Womanhood. Be fit, be healthy, be happy. Please stay tuned for future episodes and do please subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. You can also follow me on Instagram at dnice.fitness. That's D-N-Y-C-E. Or via my website, dnicefitness.co.uk. I'd love to hear from you. And if you have questions of your own or need advice about your health and well-being or womanhood in general, please do send them through my way and I'll respond directly and also in future episodes. This podcast has been brought to you by D-Nice Fitness and produced by the great team at the Podcast Boutique. I'm your host, Denise Campbell. Have a wonderful week. Until next time.